CNN Radio. I'm Barbara Hall. Nearly 100 tornadoes touched down in the U.S. over the past 24 hours, claiming the lives of at least 36 people. The search for survivors continues in the severely damaged Kentucky town of West Liberty. This Morgan County Sheriff's deputy almost got trapped himself.
We just got down. It hit the building we was in, and it was throwing stuff everywhere. And when we came outside, there was a lot of people that was injured laying there in the road and out on the blacktop.
In Indiana, rescuers found a 20-month-old baby girl in a field after an outbreak of tornadoes there. She was injured but alive. She's in a hospital now. A settlement's been reached over the largest oil spill in U.S. history. BP expects to pay out nearly $8 billion in the Deepwater Horizon disaster settlement. Fordham University law professor Howard Erickson says the company is prepared to pay that kind of money if needed.
They've put aside $20 billion into a settlement fund, and BP hopes that this $7.8 billion would come out of that settlement fund.
The deal lets BP avoid a civil trial. Syrian activists say the military is continuing to shell parts of the city of Homs. The Red Cross says the regime refused again today to allow humanitarian aid into the Baba Amir neighborhood, even though it promised to do so 2 days ago. Washington State is holding its Republican presidential caucuses right now. CNN's Shannon Travis in Lakewood, Washington, talked with the state's GOP party chair.
He said that normally none of the presidential candidates come here because Washington's primary and caucus systems used to be well after Super Tuesday. And by then, the nominee was pretty much almost picked. But this year, obviously, we know that this is a special case.
Polls are now open in Russia's presidential election. Prime Minister Vladimir Putin is considered a shoo-in. This is CNN Radio.